It's the County Commission. We're back in session. Staff departmental update, IS, is what it is printed here.
Yeah.
The guidance I gave Mark was we had some discussion about we have some CenturyLink contracts that have expired. We're holding off on signing them because, first of all, we have to go out for bid. So the question then became, how do we bid them? Do we bid in the same old thing that we had? Do we bid something new? Obviously, you were working on that. That's one conversation. The other conversation that has started, which was the overall design that goes through the airport via here, all in the effort to try to do some free calling from the Branson Hollister area to the Forsyth Courthouse. So that's basically the update. If you can give us an update of where things are, that'd be great.
Yeah, so after my meeting with Jim Strafus, we've kind of deducted that the contracts that were put in front of us were for just renewals of what the county currently has right now. There were a handful of them in there. One of them was a 911 maintenance contract. It's my recommendation to, that's the way 911, they've been handling the 911 stuff, so that one's, as far as I'm concerned, green light.
Can you specifically get that contract so we know, because they're all mixed up.
I need to know
which one, because we still need to look if we have to bid it.
Okay.
Or do a sole source or whatever we have to do, but there is more than one contract, so I want to make sure that we're looking at the right, same contract you're saying.
Okay. Give me a minute here and I'll pull them up real quick. Okay. If that'll work for you.
That is fine, or you can just get a copy to Nikki.
Okay.
And if you want to get a copy of Nikki, say you would recommend.
Okay, that's fine.
Us moving forward with this type of contract.
That'd be the best way to approach that.
I'll just,
and then we can come up and we can decide if we have to bid it or what we have to do. But if we knew exactly what you're talking about,
go ahead.
That's for one.
That's one
portion of
all the contracts. All
there's
the contracts.
I think there's five contracts.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one you're fine with moving forward under current conditions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for 911. They run the whole 911 system for this area, so at this point, I think that's just a no-brainer.
Until 911 gets changed or whatever we do with the consolidation?
I'm sure after consolidation, there's going to be a rework happening at that point anyway, so it would be probably smart to evaluate it after the redesign happens. So, but I'm not sure what the timeline is on that, so probably it's fine to move forward 1 year on that 911 contract for sure.
Okay.
One of the other contracts was for a maintenance agreement on the current phone system, our Nortel phone system here.
Yes.
I will leave that up to you guys if that's what you guys want to move forward on. Jim and I have had some discussions on maybe is the phone system really what we want to be using from here on forward or...
Well, here's the question. The question that we started having, I think, started with you when you came in to talk to us was... We know the system itself is a discontinued unit, so I would suspect, and like anything, maintenance contracts are going to slowly increase every year.
Possible.
So the question was, there's going to be a certain point where we're going to have to say we need to go somewhere else, and that was the conversation. So the second question I have with the 911 with this the Nortel system is, are we better suited sparing our own parts?
Right.
And doing something, a different type of contract that would either give us better response time or save us some money.
Right.
And that was the question I think we had for you was...
Yeah, I mean, the current contract really only covers replacement of damaged equipment in the phone system itself.
So in the box.
In the boxes that are mounted in the utility rooms, either here... the judicial center or at the airport.
So phones themselves aren't covered?
They're not covered.
Okay.
No. So given the lightning issues that we've had, any of those phones that seem to be keep getting blown out every storm that passes through Forsyth, we've had to cover the cost of those phones every time.
What happens if a storm passes through Forsyth today and it blows out our phones?
All of the phones?
Well, any of them.
Yeah, any of the phones we're paying out of pocket for the phones, and we actually pay out of pocket for the...
But currently, my point is... We haven't signed an agreement.
No.
So we don't have an agreement in place.
Right.
We don't have an agreement in place. Who's going to show up to fix the phones? So my point is, if we have that, are we at risk of not being able to have them?
Well, but I got a question. In a situation with lightning, and we get hit by lightning, is the phone, is the maintenance contract covering our equipment still?
At this point, if the contract has expired, I don't think.
Well, under normal, I mean, did we pay anything out of pocket last year beyond the maintenance contract?
Yes. We're paying for add, move, and changes.
Okay, that's not part of the contract.
That's not part of the contract. And we're also paying for, every time one of those phones comes.
Handsets.
And when a phone does get damaged, the tech has to come out and kind of reprogram the system to talk to that phone. So
my point is this an all or nothing? Do we, when we enter into an agreement, we're locked into it for a year or multiple years, or can we do a month by month until we sort out what we want to do? Reason for asking that is, God forbid we have a storm and it knocks your phones out. What do we do if we don't have an agreement in place where somebody's going to fix them in the interim of us making a decision?
At this point, I'm fairly confident. I'm not 100% sure, just due to the situation of the contracts and these having to go out to bid. CenturyLink's been really good with us of letting us go month to month until we get our contract situated. I know that the tech has been out to do add moves and changes, and they're still billing us at the same rate that we've been getting out of that contract right now. So that's just what history has shown to us. Okay. So they haven't left us completely exposed or refused to help us out when we need something right now in this little interim period. Right now, though, that contract is just there to protect the heavier priced equipment that's in those utility rooms. And anytime we've really needed them in the past, has been due to the storms that have rolled through, and I'd say 99% of the stuff that's actually been damaged by those storms wasn't covered by the maintenance contract anyways, so they just billed us at the normal hourly rate and what the service charges were. So there is no contract for those types of service calls. That maintenance contract is only on the equipment in those utility rooms, which, when we bought it, I'm sure was over $100,000. So it's more of an insurance policy just to keep those things operational.
If we replace that, what's it going to cost us?
I couldn't come up with a number right now. I think it could be at that or less. It just really depends. We have to evaluate. There's a lot of evaluation there that would have to.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the cost of.
Do we want to replace a Nortel to Nortel?
Well, and then the biggest thing, Ron, is when you start comparing what we have, a traditional PBX system, to an IP-type telephony solution, which is the newer technology, what Mark mentioned earlier, the moves, adds, and changes, which are called MACs, those are handled automatically with the system. So those fees that we pay now would have to be considered what we pay on an annual basis, because our system doesn't automatically do them. The new systems do. So there's a lot of, it's more of a total cost of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, any way you look at it, this is not an overnight solution. I mean, this is something that's going to take design and time and maybe even getting a company involved to do some consulting to do a layout of what we're trying to get to, because this is not a quick fix. But my question is, are you suggesting then that we move forward with the contract in the meantime while we work toward a new phone solution?
I think right now to renew the maintenance contract on the Nortel for the next year I think it's necessary right now for us to get a plan in set, and then so this time next year we will already.
But I mean, Ron has a point. We can't be exposed as a government.
I agree.
That if we had something catastrophic happen and we don't have a contract.
Yep.
They're going to, CenturyLink's going to help us. We know that, but they're going to prioritize by contract because that's a contractual obligation.
Right.
So would you also bring that contract up to NICI too and say you recommend this one too?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally recommend renewing the maintenance contract on this one for this next year for sure.
Okay. Then there's three more left.
They're
landline. They're the links, I think, the lines between us and the airport and us between the judicial facility.
Right. CenturyLink calls those Metro Ethernet circuits.
Okay.
Those are the data connections that connect us from here to the courthouse, to the Branson Underground, and from the underground or to the courthouse to the airport. So that's what forms our network between all those three properties. So that contract, I think we probably need to put out for bid. I also think that it's not even wise to renew that contract right now with CenturyLink just due to our conversation of
a redesign.
A redesign of our network. I think we need more bandwidth for connectivity between here and the airport. And after our conversation, Jim and I really put together an initial preliminary plan of setting the airport up what was, I think, probably intended prior, but doing it more so in a realistic manner where the county could operate out of the airport completely in case of a Joplin-type tornado rolled through Forsyth. We, you know, we can restructure the way the network is set up to replicate all of our data from the courthouse here over to the airport. Something like that happened, we could be turnkey operational out of the airport with a slight network redesign.
What happened was Mark and I sat down and talked about what Gary Morgan had designed with CenturyLink that gave us the airport solution. Obviously, we wanted free calling from the Branson-Hollister area, but we also wanted some redundancy. And what we got is not a redundancy. In the event that, under the current design, and correct me if I'm wrong, if Forsyth was still hit, and with the current design we've got, it doesn't help us. We're still down because we're still vulnerable because of the way they designed it. So that redesign doesn't take much time. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you're saying. You'd like to put out for bid?
Either way, I mean, I think we have to put it out for bid no matter what, and of course CenturyLink would be included.
Do you have a design that you can present to the commission?
Yeah, I have something I can show you guys of what I'm proposing,
okay,
of what I think is going to be a...
Bruce, did you want us?
Mark is saying what I wanted to say.
Okay, all right. And what I'm proposing is that we increase our bandwidth between here and the airport. Right now we only have like 10 meg possible.
Okay.
In order for us to replicate data in real time from here to the airport, 10 megs not going to be sufficient.
Okay.
I'd be glad to.
And what you need to do is give us, you know, maybe not at this point until you're ready, but why that's important. I mean, obviously,
right.
I know because.
Yeah.
But and then what we'd also like to know is, and I was news to me, is what we're using the underground for right now is not what I thought we're using it for. We're not basically using it at all.
At this point, no. We've outgrown the bandwidth that we have there at the underground, and due to the replication that we were doing to the underground, it was actually sacrificing our internet speed to the internet. Anytime we would start replicating to the internet, the internet here at the county or the courthouse would just come to a crawl. So we've ended up replicating over to the judicial center right now instead.
So they have a backup. They have backup servers in the judicial building, which doesn't solve a catastrophic issue in Forsyth.
But the data is secure.
We've got data in two different spots, which is it's replicated, but we can't replicate with the current design to the underground or to the airport.
Right.
And so what you were telling me was, we need to pick one side or the other,
mm-hmm,
and invest in a true second location. Because we've got two lines now anyway we're paying for, and you're saying we're not really utilizing either one right.
We're actually paying for like three lines. You have the line that goes from, if you really picture CenturyLink in the middle as the hub, you know, you have the line that connects from us to CenturyLink,
mm-hmm,
then you have the line from the airport to CenturyLink, and then you have the line that goes from the mountain to CenturyLink.
Right.
So if anything was to come through here, knock down telephone poles at a minimum, the courthouse becomes severed from the hub. We have no way of getting at the data at either of those locations anymore.
Okay.
So given that we have fiber optic underground connection to the judicial center right now, where I think we're in a better situation of keeping our data here on our own campus.
But one of the suggestions you're making is turning the airport into some sort of replication site. So
right.
we would make that our secondary site, both for phone system and for data, in
yes,
case Forsyth was affected by a catastrophic event.
Yep.
And then the mountain complex would come out of the design, is what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
No longer be in the loop.
Right.
It would not even be in the loop, right.
So can you put something down on paper,
mm-hmm,
and then come back to us so we can kind of see before we go out to bid? I want to make sure we all understand and agree what we're...
Sure. That sounds good to me, where we're headed.
Okay.
So the other three contracts you're still holding on.
Okay, so that was the Metro Ethernet.
Okay.
That's the one I think we need to hold on because of the redesign.
Right.
And just get an agreement on what do we really want to ask for.
Okay.
The next contract is the actual T1 telephone lines for the county. So when people call the county's telephone numbers, the 546, is it 7200 or 7210?
Right.
Whatever. Those are the lines that we use to collect, make inbound and outbound calls.
From here.
From here and in Branson.
Right.
Because there is a T1 there in Branson as well. So those I would recommend need to be going out to bid as well, just because there are, I can come to mind of thinking about three or four different vendors that offer that same type of service.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to protect the county on not renewing a contract that does need to go out to bid.
Okay.
And of course, inviting CenturyLink to rebid on it, for
okay.
sure.
If we move to another carrier, retain the same numbers?
Yeah, whenever you, it's much like changing cell phone companies, you always retain, that's always an option, yes.
And then the third bid was what? The third contract was?
The last one, I can't remember. I think actually the phone lines in Branson and the ones here in Forsyth, I think are on two separate contracts.
Okay. So you're going to hold those three, work on getting a design to us as fast as possible so we can put those out for bid with Mr. Erickson, because
right.
we still got to work on that this year.
Yes.
And then you're going to give us two contracts upstairs that you recommend us either
yeah.
if we have to bid them, but go moving forward with those two
yeah.
solutions.
I'm pretty sure on the first two contracts that we discussed, CenturyLink's nearly a sole source provider for those two anyways, just given that they're the only.
We would just have to go through the process, I think.
Yeah.
We'll work with Mr. Erickson then.
Absolutely.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for coming in, Ron. That's great. That's all I had.
Okay.
That sounds great, Mark.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
One question that I've got before you leave.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
Is you need to probably review our contract with the airport and see about before we establish a complete, before you go out to bid for that particular
yeah.
site.
We need to find that contract then. The
yeah,
lease
you know,
agreement we
you
have.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's some certain amount of restrictions.
We can do out there.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. If there is a contract with the airport, it probably would make sense to
right.
make sure we're going to be.
Right.
We've got the airport solidified for the next 3 years before we
right. yeah.
sign a long-term contract with a carrier for a data connection.
We have it for longer than that, but there's some restrictions involved in that
okay.
contract. It was a long, detailed process. All right.
Okay. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Presiding Commissioner Hausman, I find nothing else on the agenda, and therefore I'd move to adjourn for the day.
I'll second.
We'll end that motion is non-debatable, and you guys have suckered me out of anything else. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.